The leader of the Ulster Unionist Party, Mike Nesbitt, joining us now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Steve.
Is this, has Gerry Adams, to be fair to him, has he put this story to bed in so far as this criticism of a veiled threat from Sinn Féin? There was no threat from Gerry Adams last night. He didn't need to say what he said. He said, I support the PSNI. Let me be clear. I support the police, he said.
He did, in fairness to him, but he also said that he agreed with Martin McGuinness that there were dark forces. And more broadly, Stephen, what your listeners have heard over the last, 40-plus minutes is a justification for why the Ulster Unionist Party would not support the devolution of policing and justice in 2010. Because when you look at the Assembly and at the executive that were put together by the DUP and Sinn Féin, it isn't working. There isn't agreement on the simple things which are absolutes and not down for negotiation, such as support for the rule of law, agreeing the operational independence of the police service with a proviso that they are accountable through mechanisms including the policing board and the police ombudsman. Gerry Adams last night did agree with Martin McGuinness that there was some sort of dark force or old guard. McGuinness went a lot further earlier in the week, talking about a cabal of senior officers who he claimed were working against the agreement, which means they're working against the wishes of the people as expressed in the 1998 referendum. I cannot think of a more serious allegation to place against the police service of Northern Ireland. He has done it as the second most important politician in the country. He has done it without any evidence base whatsoever. And I challenge him this morning, if he is serious about this, if he really believes it, bring it to the party leaders, bring it to the policing board, and bring it to the police ombudsman. Put the names and put the evidence into the correct channels so they can be explored. What Gerry Adams didn't address at all was what Bobby Storey said at the rally on the Falls Road on Saturday night. Bobby Storey, a senior Republican, a May's escapee, I believe, and he said in introducing Martin McGuinness to talk about Gerry Adams, how dare they being the PSNI, how dare they touch our leader? An explicit admission that people like Bobby Storey think that people like Gerry Adams are beyond touching by the law.
But the reality is, Gerry Adams is not beyond touching by the law. He was kept in detention for 4 days.
Yes, and a file has gone to the Public Prosecution Service, and due process must ensue over that. But what does it tell you about the mindset of senior Republicans when Bobby Storey will stand up, knowing the world's media is covering the event, and come out with the expression, how dare they touch our leader?
What does it tell you when the historical inquiries team was found to have taken a less rigorous approach when the state was involved?
It tells you
Sinn Féin have a point, does it not?
It tells me that the historical inquiries team is imperfect, and I've spoken to the Chief Constable about this, and he has measures in place to put that right.
What does it tell you when there's no inquiry into the Ballymurphy families?
Well, speak to the Secretary.
For the Ballymurphy families?
Yeah, well, a lot of people want inquiries.
Well, what does it tell you when there's no inquiry into that?
People talk about hierarchies of victims, and let's not have a hierarchy of victims. There is a hierarchy of victims, Stephen. How many families have had public inquiries? How many families have had not one, but two public inquiries? How many families are still waiting simply for the HET to review the case file? There's a hierarchy here.
What does it tell you when none of the soldiers involved in Bloody Sunday, Mike Nesbitt, have been arrested?
Is there not a huge amount of police resource currently being devoted to investigating whether there are evidential leads to bring those soldiers to court?
Well, such a high resourcing level that none of them have been arrested. Was there a higher resourcing level than the amount of officers needed to arrest Gerry Adams?
You're making my point for you. There's a hierarchy of victims here when some get a lot of resource and some get next to nothing. The issue here, Stephen, is that the community confidence that we need, the mutual trust that we need to complete the political and the peace process have been severely damaged over the last number of days and damaged by Sinn Féin. What does a young nationalist who is thinking of a career as a police officer do today? They were already looking over their shoulder at the threat from so-called dissident Republicans, wondering if they would be the next Stephen Carroll or Ronan Kerr. Now they have to factor in these mixed messages coming out of senior Republicans like Martin McGuinness, Alec Maskey and Bobby Storey. What do they do? What do I say to them? How could I possibly say you're safe to join the PSNI, you have full political support?
Isn't the logic of the peace process to have no prosecutions for the Troubles offences?
You can't possibly. You cannot, Stephen. I will take you to victims. You cannot look them in the eye and say, I deny you the right to justice.
But those are the same victims, Mike, who, because of the 98 Good Friday Agreement, involved prisoner releases. They had to look at that. It involved sentences of no more than 2 years for paramilitaries. They had to look at that. A line was drawn.
Yes. So we don't draw another line, Stephen. And that
But why not?
That line was drawn in the public domain. And everybody had the opportunity to vote yes or no on those proposals in the referendum. And people voted yes. And that was the line. The people who voted yes did not expect that there would be another line drawn. That is the problem. Victims know very well, and this is where I disagree with the Attorney General, who said we have to get real with victims and tell them how little chance there is of a prosecution. They know that, Stephen. They have known that for years and for decades. But there is all the difference in the world between having slim hope of a prosecution and being told you have no hope at all because we are denying
it. Some people are saying we need to choose between peace and justice. That if we keep on scratching the surface of the past and delving into it, it could unravel what we have.
Well, then we need a more robust system of government that can withstand these shocks. Look what happened with John Proctor, the police officer shot dead in the car park of a hospital in Mid-Ulster when he was visiting his newborn son. That was in 1982. We got a prosecution last year. Yes, the perpetrator goes to jail for a minimum of 2 years. But what did the family say? This allowed
a maximum of 2 years.
Yes. And this, what did the family say? This allows us to move on. Who are we to deny families like that, that right, after all these years and decades, to say it's not perfect, but it's something and it is enough for us?
Are you not confused about Gerry Adams being interviewed about claims in books, about claims in newspaper articles, open source material?
I would like all that discussed at the policing board. This is what Gerry Adams was telling a news conference yesterday. I haven't heard from the police, nor should I hear from the police.
But if that is true, would you find that strange?
I'm not going to speculate on that, Stephen. I do believe.
Why not?
Because I've criticised Martin McGuinness for what he has done instead of taking it to the policing board and the police ombudsman. If Gerry Adams feels that the questioning and the lines of questioning were bizarre or odd or in any way inappropriate, he can take them to the policing board through his representative, or he can walk into the office of the police ombudsman today and he can make his
complaint. Sounds like you find it's a bit strange too. Stuff that's been in the public domain, written in newspapers, is all of a sudden evidence to incriminate someone.
I don't know what happened in that holding cell over the 4 days. If he has a problem, take it to the authorities. That's what we agreed with the Belfast Agreement. And I notice even Gregory Campbell was speaking in favour of those aspects of the Belfast Agreement, even though the DUP say